السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، حضرة حكيم رضي الله عنه. The very wise. As we learn in the Quran الكريم about the wise man. سبحان الله، لقمان رحمه الله. Imagine a man can have wisdom irrespective of color, race, nationality. لقمان رحمه الله, according to the preferred view, was actually an African. The Quran portrays him as the wise man. The Quran in this chapter speaks about recognizing Allah. And then prior to that, Quran mentions how some would purchase tools of amusement and that would take them away from Allah's way. Then the next verse says, see Allah's creation. So what we learn from there? When one wastes one's funds in amusement, one would not be able to recognize the beauty of Allah that is all around us. Then the Quran al-Kareem says in chapter 31, and indeed we have granted Luqman wisdom that you may thank Allah. So the first step of wisdom is appreciation to Allah. Then the next, the verse says, and when Luqman radiallahu an advised his son, admonishing him, O my beloved son, never ascribe partners unto Allah. So we see he speaks to him very lovingly. His son's name was Tharan rahimahullah. He says, indeed, ascribing partners unto Allah is the most grave injustice, act of injustice. Then Allah says, so the tense is transformed, we advocate to man to be kind to his parents. Then Quran highlights the striving of the mother, the efforts of the mother, and his mother bore him in great sacrifice, difficulty upon difficulty, wahanan ala wahanin. This is a tanween, wahanan, upon difficulty, tanween again. In Arabic, when a letter with tanween is repeated after another with tanween, it means another of the same, meaning many difficulties has been borne by the mother. And then the weaning off period after 2 years, that you may appreciate me, meaning your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your parents. To me alone is the return. So Quran highlights appreciation to one's parents after appreciation to Allah. Then the Quran al-Kareem says, and if they both exert upon you and force you that you may ascribe partners unto Allah, then do not obey them, but still show kindness to them in this life. Subhanallah. So we should be kind to them, but never obey them when it opposes the command of Allah, because Allah comes first. Then Quran returns to the advisors of the wise man. So this is the highest form of wisdom, when one cares for the guidance of their family. O my beloved child. So respected Ummah, this is wisdom. A man does not let his responsibilities slip away from his hands. He shows the best example to his children, practically and verbally. Oh, my beloved son, if what you are looking for is minute as a mustard seed, hidden in a rock or far in the skies or deep in the earth, Allah is well aware of what you do. Or Allah will bring what you're looking for. That meaning also, Allah's knowledge is minute. Allah is fully aware. And Latif, like, it also means Allah's knowledge is intricate. And Allah knows everything from the depth. Allah knows everything's reality. And the other meaning is Latif, Allah is most kind. Then he says, O my beloved son, establish salah, advocate good in others, and stop others from evil and from sin and from vices. So he's advocating to his child, establish salah and enjoin good in others. So many a time we say, why do the elders say kalima and namaz and then dawat? This verse is portraying that. Establish salah, meaning properly, thoroughly, with its etiquette, and enjoin good in others. Meaning don't only do good on your own selfishly, but bring good in others. And forbid others from evil. Help them stay away from wrong. And bear patience over what afflicts you. Which means when one advocates truth to others, they might not like it. You could receive harm, disrespect, bear it with patience. Indeed, that is from the affairs that are very highly emphasized, meaning matters really indeed necessary, meaning aspects that we are duty bound to carry out. So after advocating to
to his child to perform salah and to advocate good in others, motivate others that, oh my child, you should bring good in others, not only in yourself. We should not be selfish, but selfless. Then he teaches the etiquettes of character. Oh my son, never haughtily turn your cheek away from people angrily, like some may do. Turning their cheek away from people haughtily. Never do such a thing. Never be haughty and proud. So this is also amazing in the context. Salah and advocating good in others. Because when we advocate good in others, Allah will enable us to be the first to practice the same. But that doesn't mean we should look down upon them. So there he teaches character and humility. Never turn your cheek away from people. Nor should you walk on the land flamboyantly, haughtily, boastfully. Maraha. Indeed, Allah loves not all boastful, vainglorious, haughty ones. Those that look down upon others, those that reject others, those that belittle others, those that mock others, those that refute truth. And mukhtal also means to walk with a swagger and a flamboyant gait, thinking very great of oneself. Actually, the hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching the ummah, is, O Allah, make me humble in my own soul. Make me a humble human being. Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira. In my own eyes, make me humble. But give me respect before others. How bad it is that one thinks himself to be very great, but how despicable is his haughty stride before others. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who humbles himself for Allah, man tawadha'a lillah, Allah will raise him. And the one who arrogantly considers himself as very high and great and very worthy and very deserving, Allah would drop him. So in his own eyes, he thinks himself very great, but in reality, he's low. Allah detests arrogance and haughtiness. And one form of haughtiness is when truth comes to one, they refute it and reject it. And under the hadith of accepting when we corrected, Hazrat Maha Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi explains that how would we know and analyze if we're haughty and proud? Is when one advises us by explaining to us some wrong we have in us. Are we to accept it and appreciate it and be thankful that Allah, a certain wrong of mine has come to my attention due to this individual? Like Hazrat Umar would make dua, Ya Allah, that person who brings my fault and my weakness before me, you bless him. Subhanallah. But if we, at that moment when one tries to correct us, we are, instead of concentrating on what he's saying to analyze and see if we can improve ourselves, we are now deliberating over how we can correct him. Instead of thinking that he has now corrected us, let me improve. But at the same moment, we're actually thinking about his wrongs, so we can slam him and object to him. That who is he to correct us when he is doing such and such? That is a clear sign of haughtiness and pride in us. But humility is when we correct it, appreciate it, and try and improve ourselves. Many of our Buzrugan-e Deen had this beautiful quality, subhanAllah. As even when they were corrected in letters, and sometimes they were corrected unjustly by certain jealous people, they would read those letters or get it read to them with the intention of it being a means of islah for them. So one form of pride is to refute truth when it comes. Batarul haqq wa ghamtun nas, and belittling people. And yes, when correcting others, also Allah enable us to have the correct etiquette in correcting others privately, not exposing people unnecessarily. Allah give us tawfiq. And then he says that walk on this earth with humility and lower thy voice. Because indeed the worst of voices is the braying of the donkey. Screaming and yelling and shouting. Allah help us. Allah help us. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا صَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Never screamed and yelled and shouted at people in the bazaar. So what traits of wisdom, subhanallah. Allah give us these beautiful qualities. Starting in the home and in imparting these good qualities to others. Other pertinent advices of Luqman rahimahullah, the wise, where he gives 8 advices to his students. He says 2 never remember and the other 2 never forget. Then he mentions another four pertinent, remarkable aspects of wisdom. The two that we should never remember is when we show kindness to others. Forget about it. It's done for Allah. Don't expect something in return. Subhanallah. And the other is when others harm us. Carry on. Turn the page. Look forward. Become better. Don't live with that pain and animosity, but turn the page and carry on. Be positive. The two we should never forget is Allah. Never forget Allah. And never forget the consciousness of death. Then he says, when you are in salah, guard your heart. When you are in the homes of people, guard your gaze from what we shouldn't be looking at, their wives, their daughters. And when you are over a meal, guard your belly from haram and also seemingly overeating. And when sitting with people, guard your tongue. Subhanallah, how remarkable. So Hakim bin Hizam was also a very wise man.